Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the eighth video of the Old Testament Survey course. In the last section, we gave an organizing framework of the Old Testament history. In this section, we'll do the same for the literature of the Old Testament itself. That is, we'll look at the organization of the Old Testament books. The Old Testament is actually a library of 39 separate books, but these books can be grouped together in common categories based on their contents and characteristics, and understanding these categories and divisions of the Old Testament can help us get a sense of the whole. Historically, there have been two different ways to categorize the Old Testament books. The Hebrew Bible, the Bible that the Jews of Jesus' time and modern Jews use, has the same books as the English Old Testament that you and I read, but it has them in a different order and arrangement. The Hebrew divisions can be seen in the way that Jesus described the Old Testament. In Luke 24:44, Jesus said, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." In this verse, Jesus mentions the three categories of the Hebrew Bible. First is the law of Moses. This is also called the Torah, which means law or instruction, the Pentateuch, which means five scrolls, or the five books of Moses. These are the first five books of the Old Testament. Next is the prophets. In the Hebrew Old Testament, this group is divided into two subcategories: the former prophets, which are the history books like Joshua, Samuel, Kings, etc., and the later prophets, which are the writing prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hosea, Amos, etc. And then the third category is the writings. And this is sometimes called the Psalms, because the book of Psalms is the prominent book in this collection. But this category also has wisdom books such as Proverbs and Job, and miscellaneous books such as Lamentations and Ruth. That is how the Old Testament literature is organized in the Hebrew Bible. But we will concentrate on the divisions of the English Old Testament that we use. This has the same books, just in a slightly different order and organized in a different way. Now, the first division is the same, the law, also known as the Torah or the Pentateuch. And the second division in the English Old Testament is the historical books. These books, like the name says, are primarily telling the history of Israel, continuing from where the Torah ended until the end of the Old Testament history. And the third division is called the poetic books. These are the Psalms, the Book of Praise, and the wisdom books. And then the last division is the prophets. And the prophets are subdivided into two groups called the major prophets and the minor prophets. Now, don't let these terms confuse you. Major and minor have nothing to do with their importance or influence. Every prophetic book is very important. The terms major and minor simply refer to the relative length of these books. The major prophets are longer books, and the minor prophets are shorter books. That's all that those terms mean. Now, let's go through and list the books in each division. The books of Torah are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The historical books are Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. The poetic books are Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Songs. The major prophets are Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. And the minor prophets are Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. These are all the books of the Old Testament in their respective divisions. Now, here's a chart that I found helpful to organize and memorize the Old Testament books. Notice that some of the historical books naturally go together in pairs, and we'll explain why in a later section. Feel free to use this chart to help your memorization if you find it helpful, and of course, feel free to ignore it if you don't. Now, let's try to make a connection between the literature that you've just learned about and the history which you learned in the last section. In other words, let's examine how these books are related to their history, the chronological organization of the books of the Old Testament. This is the connection between the five epochs of history and the four divisions of the Old Testament. The books of Genesis through 2 Kings are one continuous narrative that tells the history of epochs 1 through 4, the prehistory through the monarchy. And then, the books of Chronicles retell much of that same history, roughly the same period as Samuel and Kings, and then continuing into the exile. And then Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther cover the exile and return. So the secondary telling of the history covers epochs 4 and 5, the monarchy and the exile return. Then the poetic books and the prophets, they are distributed in different places throughout the historical epochs. Some of them do not have precise dating, but the prophets are mostly clustered around a few crisis points in Israel's history. And we'll look at the exact historical placement of each book in more detail when we study that book. But for now, let's review the four divisions of the English Old Testament books. They are the Law, the historical books, the poetic books, and the prophets. And the prophets are divided into major prophets and minor prophets, depending on the length of each book. Now, hopefully, this provides you an organizing framework to understand the literature of the Old Testament and helps you to see the grouping characteristics of each book. In the next section, we'll look more closely at the common characteristics of that first group, the five books of Moses. Until then, thanks for watching.